217 people in Vermont have died of COVID-19 to this point over the past year. About a quarter of those deaths occurred in the first 2 months of the pandemic. Then there was a lull. From May to October, the state only recorded 5 fatalities. But in November, coronavirus cases spiked and deaths started to rise, just as federal regulators approved the first vaccines. As VPR's Liam Elder-Connors reports, many fatalities in the second wave were among residents of long-term care homes who were just weeks away from receiving the life-saving vaccine.
Smail Grassani was in his late 60s when he emigrated to the U.S. from the former Yugoslavia. Smail and his wife settled in Burlington.
My mom and him lived there downtown. He loved to walk, going, take care of his own groceries or pharmacies or all that he did on his own.
That's Vesna, one of Smile's 5 daughters. Vesna says her dad missed Yugoslavia, but Vermont reminded him of home.
It's very similar. We enjoy all 4 seasons and the farms and all that kind of stuff. I think we were kind of grew closer to that because it's very similar.
Vesna and her sisters helped translate for their parents. They took them to doctor's appointments. Vesna says she used to bring her mom and dad over to her house every Sunday.
That's the most I'm missing right now. Every weekend spending time with my dad.
In September, the family decided to move Smail to the Converse home, an assisted living facility in Burlington. He had dementia, and it was getting worse.
My dad was generous. He was happy. He always smiled. He didn't have any anger in him. He was nice to the nurses.
3 months after moving to Converse home, there was an outbreak of COVID-19. It started on December 9th. 2 days later, on December 11th, federal regulators approved the first coronavirus vaccine. But the shots didn't come in time for Smail. He died on December 21st, the same day some Vermont nursing homes started giving the vaccine to residents.
It's hard on my heart when I hear about vaccine and all this and people getting vaccinated in nursing homes and he didn't make it.
December was the deadliest month of the pandemic in Vermont. 73 people died. Like Smail, many were at long-term care facilities and were just a few weeks away from getting the life-saving vaccine. 81-year-old Jane Lane wasn't even at a nursing home until November. Lane was an avid outdoor enthusiast throughout her life and skied into her late 70s. She moved to South Burlington from Jackson, New Hampshire 2 years ago to be closer to her nephew, Chris Copley. Copley says his aunt was always looking for adventure.
You know, she went to Alaska and hitchhiked from Anchorage up to Fairbanks, which is pretty awesome, when she was in her late 20s.
Lane ended up in the hospital in the fall for health issues unrelated to the pandemic. She was transferred to St. Albans Health and Rehab in early November. But at the end of that month, there was an outbreak at the facility. Lane died on December 12th, one of 22 residents who succumbed to the disease.
It just sucks that the timing of her demise versus, you know, the vaccine showing up a couple weeks later.
How many deaths could we have prevented had we had that vaccine?
Governor Phil Scott says it was hard to watch the death toll increase when the vaccine was so close.
It was a bittersweet moment. We were watching right before our eyes the remarkable production of the vaccine. But then I reflect on what if it had been like 1 month earlier.
Scott says every morning he checks on the coronavirus cases around the country and writes down the number of deaths each day.
When I'm writing Vermont's number down, I take a pause, and each one of them was a Vermonter and so had people who cared about them. And I try and remember that every time there's a death.
Vesna Grassani is still adjusting to life without her father.
I guess it will take time, but life goes on and carry the memories.
There is some good news for Vesna's family. Her 83-year-old mother got vaccinated in late February, 2 months after her husband died. But Vesna says she still hasn't visited her mom in person. She wants to keep her mom healthy, so Vesna says she's waiting until she can get her own shot. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder-Connors.